they have big shoes to fill, but in their careers and life and in sport as well, they've never shirked away from big challenges, and it's a big challenge to manage their own seniors, and I'm sure that the two gentlemen we'll have will be more than capable of doing it. We're delighted that we have such a pedigree of managers within our own county, and it's great to, as chairman of the county board, to be able to appoint in-house, and what more could anybody ask for?
Mickey Hart has left Tyrone in a good place with a great squad of players playing at a very high level. They've added to the squad as well with a couple of new additions, and these men will want to push it on and bring it right to that conclusion that we all want to see.
Definitely, everybody wants to see, but their main aim, as Randy has said before, is to get the best out of what we have. And if on a particular day the best is not good enough, so be it. But if we get the best out of what we have, Mickey has left a great inheritance for anybody to come into. We have a pool of players that is the envy of most counties in Ireland. We're more than capable of winning at the very top level, and it's only a matter of time, I think, before our day will come again.
The people that are coming in here, Fergal and Brian, plus the others, they're all professional men that have their own lives to live, and this is a very demanding occupation, as we know now, intercounty football. It's a big commitment from all of them.
It's a massive commitment, and nobody knows it more so than me when you see the amount of hours that managers and volunteers spend around Gervaha and the fields of Tyrone. But knowing the calibre of the men that they are, they'll not be found wanting for commitment. They've never been found wanting before, and as I said, this in their professional lives and in their sporting lives both, they've two men that have been at the top table in everything they do in life, and I don't expect to see a change at this stage.
It's not so much a new chapter as a renewal, a freshening and a continuation of what has been going on up to now.
Well, they're renewing old acquaintances, because a lot of the team that they would have been managing that won the under 21 All-Ireland are now in the senior squad. There's a panel of younger boys coming through, and there's a few of the boys that probably in the next 3 or 4 years will go out to grass are still there and have a lot to offer. So we have a great blend of youth and experience and great players, and hopefully that will see us reach the Holy Grail in the not too distant future.